Mr. Wright, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm doing good.
Well, there's a lot of growth going on with Ingham Regional Medical Center and the way that you're trying to grow your heart program.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. You know, actually, we were looking to the future and how we wanted to continue to advance our program and take advantage of new training and technology. So we've added a few local and not-so-local cardiologists to the group to help make that happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the cardiologists that you have coming on board. I know that Advanced Cardiology and Mid-Michigan Heart Group are coming on board, and when you add these physicians, I believe the amount of physicians you're going to have to be able to service folks goes from, what, 5 to 15?
Yeah, well, we've had seven cardiovascular and cardiothoracic surgeons for 5 years in our group, and we've added eight new cardiologists to round out that group, so we would have both the diagnostic, interventional, and open heart covered with one group.
Well, this is a big deal. Ingham has prided itself to being known as Michigan's Heart Hospital. You're bringing on a couple of well-renowned practices with some great physicians. Why did you choose these two practices and the great physicians they have?
Well, you know, we started to look around the Mid-Michigan region to find physicians that we thought fit both our philosophy and had the training and experience that could continue our legacy of being the best heart hospital in the region. And we think we found that in those two groups, as well as with Dr. Ibrahim Shah, who actually was the first member of our cardiology side of that group.
And tell us a little bit about the partnership with McLaren Healthcare.
Well, McLaren Healthcare is a multi-facility integrated healthcare system. With the acquisition of Central Michigan Hospital in Mount Pleasant 3 or 4 months ago, we've extended our reach beyond what had been primarily eastern and central Michigan to now the north central part. That gives us, we think, a tremendous advantage in allowing us to share best practices throughout our system among the nine hospitals. Also with McLaren Health Plan as our insurance product, it allows us to tie all that together as we move into the future and look at accountable care organizations and whatever may come out of the president's health care bill.
I have had two friends at Ingham Regional Medical Center in the last couple of months. One had knee surgery. The other one had knee replacement surgery. So Ingham is much, much more than a heart facility.
Well, you know, with our orthopedic hospital, we are the largest dedicated orthopedic hospital in Michigan, one of the largest in the country. And we've been consistently recognized through that facility as one of the best orthopedic hospitals in the nation. In fact, I've had both of my hips replaced there, and as a consumer, I find them to be just outstanding.
Well, why such the emphasis on cardiovascular and heart care? Your group that you've brought on board is just going to make you the place to go for that, but why the emphasis there?
Well, you know, quite frankly, it's the demographics. It's the aging of the population. Unfortunately, you know, Michigan has one of the worst health records in the country as far as cardiovascular disease. And with that population continuing to age, we're expecting to see the number of open hearts in the region increase significantly. And we wanted to make sure that along with the talented surgeons already in the group, that we had surgeons who were going to be with us for the next 10 or 15 years to meet that need.
What is your thought on government health care, what you've learned about what is being put into place, especially over the next few years?
Well, you know, first of all, I think everyone should have equal access to health care. I think that's a given among almost anyone you would talk to in the industry. I think our fear is that it's not going to be adequately funded and that we really have not developed a transition from where we are on that cost curve to where it is the government intends for us to be. And I'm afraid that it's going to be rather a rocky road for some hospital systems, especially in Michigan, as we enter that first 2 or 3 years under that new program. I think certainly the industry will adapt, but the funding I'm seeing right now in that bill is not adequate to take care of that transition.
What's that mean?
Well, you know, I think fortunately McLaren is well positioned. You know, we recently were contacted by the group in Washington that helped set payment rates for Medicare, and they were looking at McLaren as being the highest quality, lowest cost health system in their database throughout the country, and they wanted to know how we were doing it. You know, we think that is the future. You've got to be able to provide quality, but you've got to be able to do it in an affordable way, and we've proven consistently over the last decade that we're able to do that. We think that positions us well, but unfortunately, I think right now, with what everyone is expecting to be a 30 to 40% increase in the number of individuals utilizing Medicaid in Michigan for their coverage, that plan is so underfunded that it's going to damage the finances of a lot of the hospitals in Michigan. We think we'll weather that that 2 or 3 year period until it's recognized and the funding's increased. But I think that's the concern across the industry right now, is that we're going to have an influx of patients that's going to offset those who didn't have insurance before with an even greater burden on the hospitals that isn't compensated.
We're talking with Ingham Regional Medical Center President and CEO Robert Wright. Robert, where are you going to find that funding from?
Well, I think if you look at Washington, you know, Washington doesn't do a real good job of anticipating anything. They tend to react. I think that's just the nature of the beast there. So my anticipation is that we're going to see hospitals struggle for 2 or 3 years under the new plan starting in really this year. The payment cuts have already started. And it'll take 2 or 3 years to see that damage, and then they'll react to it, and there'll be changes in the funding, and the program will be tweaked. So we're just going to have to see where it goes. I don't think anyone can predict precisely what that's going to mean, but I think there are going to be more patients with Medicaid. Medicaid pays about 60 cents on the dollar of our cost. So if you add enough of those patients to the patient load, it's certainly going to hurt us some. But we think we're, again, in a good position to weather that. We'll just have to see what Congress does for those facilities that are not.
So does that mean you're going to have to take a financial hit? There's going to be some losses during that term?
I think absolutely. If you look back to 98, when this was tried before, there was a unilateral cut in payment to hospitals. The hospital at that time that I was at was similar in size to Ingham. It took a one-year loss of about $7.5 million in reimbursement. Well, that's just very difficult to recover, you know, in a short period of time. So I think we're going to see something similar, maybe not to that magnitude, but something similar over the next 2 or 3 years that every hospital is going to have to adjust to.
So if you have to take the hit, are you going to have to pass that on to the consumer, or are you just going to contain that within the hospital and hopefully get some help a few years down the road?
Well, I think we have to contain it. The way the payment system is in the United States and in Michigan today, the vast majority of patients have coverage through Medicare, Medicaid, or Blue Cross, and we can't pass that on to them. They mandate what the rates are going to be, and we have to react to it. So I think we'll just have to tighten our belt. We're going to have to be more efficient, and we'll have to watch our capital spending over the next 2 or 3 years, and hopefully rely on an investment stream with our cash investments to get us through.
Robert, have you had to hire more people to try and get a hand on the intricacies of this health care plan?
Well, that's, again, one of the resources that the health system provides us. You know, McLaren is always looking at these things. You know, we have a talented group there at the corporate office that engage consultants as necessary to look at those issues. So I believe we're well prepared, and we'll continue to, you know, adapt and adjust as we go forward. But it's something that's hard to predict exactly right now because, the rules that will implement the law have not been written.
And finally, Robert, before we let you go, I get the sense that Ingham Regional Medical Center may be this hidden entity. You do so many good things over there, but it's almost being quietly done. Is there an effort to get your name out there and let folks that know that you're here and that quality health care is available, whether it's orthopedic, whether it's heart, whatever?
Well, interestingly enough, even in large facilities, word of mouth plays a huge part for us. So our efforts really over the next year, in addition to making ourselves known in the community and continuing to do the media placements that everybody does, we want to provide good service to our patients and the families who are here. So we're really focused on that. Every hospital in our system participates in customer satisfaction surveys, and we take those and try to learn what the patients are telling us and improve services. So I think that really is the key for any business, and it's certainly something that we're going to focus on going forward.
Robert, anything else new and newsy you'd like to pass on?
No, I just I guess I'll wish Michigan State well in their bowl game, and hope everyone has a happy holiday.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you later.